B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I see what you're doing here. 617-779-0985. Brian and Melrose will lead us off this hour on Hardy's water bill. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Hardy, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering, Hardy, do you have a sprinkler system?
Yeah, separate meter.
It is?
Yep.
All right. Well, if you look at the meter, you can see if it's leaking at all. I've had that problem, and also I've had a problem in my town. Once they did it wrong, they re-read it wrong.
Well, this is an electronic read, and it's a digital meter, and we have a separate meter for the sprinklers, and everything seems to be in working order.
So they say.
Why the extra, and again, it's not a lot, but why the extra, let's call it, 45,000 gallons of water usage, 15,000 a month. Why 500 gallons of water more a day?
Right.
Where did it all go?
Where did it all go? 500 gallons a day.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is kick the family out of the house for a day and sit there and watch the meter.
I don't know if it's...
don't use the water and see if it goes up.
I don't know if day is going to do it. We may need to send them off for a week or so.
I'll do that then. The meter should not move if there's no water being used.
Look. You think I'm joking?
I'm joking about what?
I sat there and stared at the meter this morning for longer than I care to admit to see if it ever moved.
Did it?
No. When is it moving?
Just pay your bill, man. Chuck's in North Attleboro. Chuck. Hey, Chuck, you there?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Chuck. You're on the air. Go.
Again, although he has a separate meter for his irrigation, it seems like either, like the last caller, a wrong reading or a master valve stuck open. Even though you can't see it, even though that's not reading it, you should have a flow meter directly to your irrigation.
But the irrigation number is right in step with where it should be. It's the other meter that's way up.
The house meter.
The house meter. Hello?
Chuck wasn't very helpful.
He's got nothing.
Master valve. You check your master valves?
I checked the seventh Fetzer valve, treated it with some ball bearings and Quaker State gauze pads.
You got to check your master valves. That's what Chuck says. Mark is in Norwood. Clean it out once a day. Mark.
Hardy, how are you?
Really good.
Vito, good to talk to you.
Hey, Mark.
Listen, Hardy, with this situation, everything. So you have two separate meters. So, like you said, it's not the irrigation meter.
Right.
The most common reason for a high water bill, if you don't have any visible leaks, is it's called an intermittent leak. So are all your toilets, do you have any? It's called the old jiggle the handle. So in the middle of the night, the toilet's not seating properly. It'll run for a couple of minutes and then shuts itself off. Are all your toilets... None of them have any leaks.
All right, so there were... Listen. Listen.
Nailed it.
Is he still there?
No.
What do you do? Why you hang up on these people? No. You keep the wrong people on talking forever.
No.
Somebody who actually has something, call back. Who was it?
Mark,
what was his name?
Mark in Norwood.
Mark, call back, Mark. Because here's what happened.
What are you going to ask him? He just told you what it was.
No, he didn't.
Intermittent leaks.
We're having a conversation. So.
Intermittent leaks.
Okay, listen to me.
Do you have intermittent leaks?
There was two toilets where I replaced the flappers on. I told you I got the new flappers from the depot.
You told me that. You went to the depot.
Because, and again, it's not the first place I've ever lived in. I've done this for the 25, 30 years.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right?
Your house new?
You get the. It is. That's the other thing.
Talk to the builder about that.
So you get this. And it goes on for like 10 seconds, and it happens like, I don't know, once an hour. And this went on, granted, way too long, like maybe a month. And, you know, Super Blonde Blonde's ready to kill me. She's like,
I'm leaking 500 gallons a day. You didn't even know it.
No way in hell was I leaking 500 a day.
24 hours a day.
Because I watched
one shot glass at a time.
It goes down like that much, enough to trigger the, you know, the floater. And it goes and puts it back up. So
I have one in my house that does that.
Yeah.
And I just haven't gotten around to replacing it.
How long has it been doing it?
You got to jiggle the handle. You got to jiggle the handle.
How long has it been doing it?
Like 6 months or a year?
Right.
You got to jiggle the handle to get it to stop.
Okay.
And it stops.
So it's happening on two toilets, and I never even heard it.
My bills are fine. My bills are fine.
Right. Yeah. 500 gallons a day. Look, I understand toilets, main culprit, and people have their minds are blown. It's not the first house I've ever lived in. It's not the first group of toilets I've repaired. I get it. I know how these things work.
Yeah.
500 gallons a day.
What's the date of the hot tub purchase?
Right.
I'm just asking.
It is in that window, and that accounts for one unit
of
water.
Did they plumb anything?
500 gallons. What?
Did they plumb anything with the hot tub?
No, there's no plumbing. You put the hot tub down.
He's offended by the question.
You fill it up, and then you top it off every couple of weeks. You know, the evaporation, whatever.
Sorry, Mark in Norwood, I apologize. Hardy had a couple of questions for you.
So, Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hardy.
Did you hear my explanation of what was going on?
So, you changed the flappers, is that what you said?
Yeah.
The system you have, you live in Canton. So, the system you have, what they can do is they monitor it, but they only give you hourly reads. So, they can't actually detect the leaks that you'd be having or experiencing. It's just because that you guys don't have the technology yet in town. But that's exactly what it is. And because you get your water bills periodically, that leak is already accounted for. So you may have fixed those fluid masses, but all the water has already gone through. The only way to be able to tell would be able to put another meter after that meter that would allow you to get leak alerts on your cell phone or anything else.
All right. Fluid Master, he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's the brand, right? That's Glacier,
sure.
American Standard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what I got. I didn't go with the Universal, you know, got the one that's supposed to go in there. And
right.
And all I can do now literally is watch the meter myself, like check it every day.
So Hardy, here's what I want to do for you. And I'm being 100% serious.
Give me $1,700 to pay the water bill.
I can do you even better.
Whoa.
Is we can give you a free, I'll give you a pilot meter where you can track all your usage right from your cell phone, and then you can go show the town what your exact usage is, and you'll be able to dispute it and have an abatement if everything pans out.
I'm filling out the abatement form right now. But here's the thing. That they're not unreasonable. I've been on the phone with them a couple of times, and the guys are out this morning. They're great. They're like, we see that it's working now. It just wasn't, you know, a few months ago, you used all this water and your meter appears to be working.
In the leaky toilets.
When their water flows through here, watch the meter go up. They said, so there was water flowing through here. It's a digital meter. It's like, well, that's, you know, that is what it is. But here's the thing that I'll take you up on, Mark. If it continues, then we're going to have to get into next level monitoring.
Well, you've got to start monitoring right now in case you don't get another bill for the next quarter. Right?
You can do one at your house and one for your irrigation, and you can set it so you know exactly when everything's on and exactly when everything's off. If you leave the house and no one should be using any water, you can put it on unauthorized use. So if water is detected, they'll send you an alert. Someone's in your house showering and you don't want them to.
All right, Mark.
Listen, think about it, Hardy.
Thank you.
I'd be more than happy to do it for free. I've been listening to you guys for a decade. I think you're amazing.
Thanks, Mark. Hit me up on Twitter.
I'll put you on hold.
Yeah.
We'll get Mark's phone number.
All right, good.
Put you on hold. Unauthorized use of fluid mass. Is that what he said? Greatest call ever. I'm glad he got on twice today.
Yeah, when he said fluid master,
you know,
I'm like,
right,
this guy's talking about.
Maybe your technology's not up to speed over there. I had a leaky outdoor hose a couple of years ago, and it was leaking for like a day, and the water department called, and they said, hey, you got something leaking over there?
Wow.
Within a day. And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, yeah, we're detecting a leak. Your water's running. it's been running for like 24 hours. And I'm like, I'll go check. And sure enough, there was a hose that had come, you know, untwisted like halfway and was leaking outside in the yard.
That's impressive.
And they knew it.
That's impressive.
I was like, wow. Like, Big Brother is watching, huh? All right.
But just to be clear, the Canton people, we're in lockstep. They're like, yeah, this is weird. This is that it is what it is. We're trying to get to the bottom of this together. I'm not in a fight with the city in any way. I want to make that perfectly clear. I stand here today telling you that we are working in harmony to solve this water mystery. And we will solve it together.
Faulty meter.
I think it's a faulty.
You're right. Faulty toilet. I'm sorry.
It's not faulty a faulty.
Are you okay with Kemba Walker saying he wants to take a back seat to Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown in the playoffs? Okay. How's that make you feel? Save your answer.
You say it like that.
We'll get to it next. What do you mean it like that? He said it like that. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks, rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I mean, I know what I was getting myself into when I came here. I know how much room for improvement these guys had, and those two guys are two special talents. It's not a problem for me at all. I mean, I love being a part of the growth. It's fun. We play fun basketball. I mean, you know, I've been averaging 20-plus points for the last couple of years, so it's not a problem for me at all. You know, I just want to get to the playoffs and, you know, make runs in the playoffs. That's my main focus. I could care less about points and stuff like that.
Celtics guard Kemba Walker has no problem taking a back seat to the younger guys. I ask, do you have an issue with that? Because Kemba Walker is here to be a leader on the team. So I think what Kemba Walker is talking about is that he doesn't need to have an even set. He doesn't need to have 20 points a night. That's not what he's here for. He's not worried about his stats. That to me is okay, right? Where he wants to facilitate other players having great nights and being able to contribute to wins. That I agree with. How about in general, though, taking a back seat to those two guys? Isn't Kemba Walker here to be the leader of the team?
Kemba Walker is brought in to be the point guard after Kyrie Irving left.
And also the leader.
Before Jason Tatum continued his ascension, yes. But then Jason Tatum took off in the 2019-2020 season. And it is obvious to anybody who watches that the ceiling of Jason Tatum is higher. I'm not saying he's attained it yet, but is higher than that of Kemba Walker. So he's being a realist. He's looking at the situation and saying, okay, I can be out there. I can be a teammate and I can do everything I can. And on some nights that may be the most, but on other nights, there are two budding superstars, one specifically on this team. What am I going to do? Fight them for the ball? Get into some kind of an argument as to whose team it is? I think he's being a realist about this.
Don't you want Kemba Walker to sort of be assertive though when he's on the floor? Even if he's not racking up points? Don't you want him to sort of lead the way here? No, I get it. Everything's not going to run through Kemba Walker, and he knows it too. But I want him to be the leader on and off the floor of this team. We've spent 3 years off the court talking about who needs to be the adult in the room. And we talked a lot about Al Horford at times being the adult in the room. Kemba Walker needs to be the adult. He's the veteran. He's the guy who should be leading them.
And so, he will, Beetle.
I'm just saying, I'm hoping that this only is about him and his statistics and yes, not about the way he's going to play. Like, oh, I'm hands off. Just let these guys do what they want to do.
And what's wrong with that? I mean, to me, that's the ultimate leadership. You don't need to be the guy, as he said, averaging 20-plus points a night for the last couple of years. It's no problem for me at all. I want to get into the playoffs and make a run. That's my main focus. I could care less about points and stuff like that at this point.
You know what my super cynical mind goes to with this, too, is that he knows his knee is a problem, and he's not going to be able to produce the way he wants to. And he's lowering the expectations on himself. No, it's all about these guys. It's all about Tatum. It's all about Brown. Marcus Smart. It's all about them and not about me, because I know I'm not going to be able to give you the minutes and points that I typically would.
No, but he's not saying that. He said everybody knows.
I'm talking about the motivation.
Okay, he says everybody knows what they're going to get from me on a nightly basis. That's the quote. I mean, to me, this is like the ultimate. This is leadership without the superstardom. You know, this isn't the Michael Jordan type of leadership. This isn't the Kevin Garnett or Paul Pierce type of leadership. This is the type of leadership where you say, it's about me and Gordon Hayward, who are what we are. You know what we are at this point. And now it's about those.
Is it wrong for me to hate that he lumped himself in with Gordon Hayward, too?
No, you can. You're going to hate that.
Can I be upset about that?
I think what you have there are two established all-star caliber big contract players who, you know, when you signed Kemba Walker, the Celtics needed a point guard. They needed to have a nominal star of the team, someone with pedigree to come in and pick up and be the leader where Kyrie Irving, Al Horford, again, veterans, had departed. So I think Kemba Walker, and I agree with Hardy, and I see there may be a cause for cynicism here, Mark, because you look at
always
you look at long-term contracts. We're just talking about Mookie Betts' contract. Obviously, it's twice as long as Kemba Walker's contract, but whenever you sign a long-term deal in any sport, there's always a chance that it doesn't go exactly according to plan. I mean, even like when Kevin Garnett came here in Boston, it's like you got him, you got the title, but then you had a guy with bad knees who wasn't the Kevin Garnett that you signed. The Celtics know that the way that they win a title is not to have Kemba Walker as their best player and producer. It's to have Jason Tatum make that leap, and this is him just recognizing that.
We got a green teamer on staff today. I just want to let you know that. Silver is.
I'm more with Silver on this than I am with you. I am. I
know you are.
I do not have a problem with somebody speaking as a level-headed grown-up in the midst of a bunch of, you know, let's face it, in any sport, you got a bunch of guys all fighting to be the alpha, all like, you know, 23, 24 years old, full of testosterone and ego and everything else. And what a refreshing change of pace for a guy who is actually established as a good player, solid player, 20 plus points a night type of average guy who says, you know what?
Well, he said he's not going to need those 20 plus nights. He's not looking for those.
Things. He's saying he knows right now on this team. Is this team 2 years, 3 years from now, is it about Kemba Walker or is it about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
I hope it's about Tatum and Brown.
Okay.
I hope Tatum is still
here. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He said, I get it. I know what this team is about.
You know, silly me, I thought he was talking about this particular playoff run here in 2020.
It starts now.
Am I wrong about that?
It starts now for the next 2 or 3 years as it starts right now. Yeah, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to. But he's looking at it in the macro and the micro. Starting right now. Jason Tatum, who's the best player on the Celtics, Beadle?
Jason Tatum.
Okay, that's what Kemba's saying.
And that's what
I get it.
Wanted.
I'm really good. I can still be really good. He is really good and is getting better. You say, you know what you got with me. Apologies for Kemba Walker for only being one of the top 200 best basketball players on the planet, okay? He's saying that as good as he is, he realizes Jason Tatum is better. And if that means that he's going to, you know, lose a little bit of the spotlight, so be it. Are we going to win a whole bunch of games and go on a deep run in the playoffs? That's what I want. I don't care. I don't care if my stats go down. Did we win? Did we go deep in the postseason? That's what he wants. You know what he sounds like?
What's he sound like?
Every other athlete that gets celebrated for this, whether it's Tom Brady or whether it's some lunch pail guy is just out there not doing it for himself, but doing it for the wins and for the ascension of other players. It's the greatest compliment you can pay another player. Did he make those around him better? That's what Kemba Walker's trying to do. He's doing everything he can to A, win games, and B, make sure that these guys get better. You want to fault him for it and say, I hate that attitude. I love it.
Just want to make sure that he's going to continue to be the leader on this team. continue to lead, continue to be assertive.
I think Brad Stevens. I think Brad Stevens is the leader on this team.
I think you can still
really?
Count on
a coach.
Yeah,
and I think you can count on Kemba Walker.
Where is the
lead? He is still going to be taking those big shots. He's still going to be placed in scenarios where he has to step up.
Well, this is worth questioning, though, because he's now saying he doesn't need to be that guy.
Who's that?
Doesn't need to be the centerpiece.
Who's the leader of the Bulls? After watching, I would have said Michael Jordan up until watching that 10-part series. Who's the leader?
I would say, in that case, it was the coach.
It was Phil Jackson.
Yeah. Is Brad Stevens now Phil Jackson?
Yeah, no, but what did Jordan do to Phil Jackson? He said, I'm going to take this shot. I'm taking the final shot. I don't care what you say. I'm taking the final shot.
But that's part of that.
Kemba's not going to do that.
Okay, that's part of Phil Jackson's genius, though. He would allow guys to do things and think. Who's the leader on the Spurs? I'm not comparing Brad Stevens to other coaches, but you say, the coach is the leader. Who's the leader of the Spurs? Who has been for 20 years?
Yeah, I get it. The coach has been a central figure there for a number
of
years.
The leader. He's in charge.
You think Tim Duncan wasn't the leader of the Spurs?
Not as much as the coach.
Kemba Walker mentality, the same mentality.
Yeah.
He deferred.
Yeah.
He was the star, but he deferred.
Served the Spurs pretty well.
Kawhi Leonard won that 2014 title for him, and Tony Parker was a better player than Duncan for a good part of that run.
It's not necessarily about the best player, though, either.
Well, it's not necessarily about having a player be the leader.
Brad Stevens' point, if Brad Stevens was the leader, then he did a pretty poor job when Kyrie Irving was here.
Well, that's on Kyrie.
I mean, I haven't held Kyrie against Brad Stevens.
That's why
he
got rid of him.
But the expectation is that the coach needs to rein that in, then we should be a whole hell of a lot more critical of Brad Stevens for the disaster that turned out to be Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I think he got a pretty fair amount of criticism for that.
Because I didn't see any ability or any real reining in of Kyrie when he was completely out of his mind at times.
No, but you're talking about a guy who's completely out of his mind, too. That's a tough one. That's a tall order. That's a big ask. And yeah, I'm sure if Brad Stevens had it to do over again, I'm sure you'd do things differently with Kyrie.
617-779-0985. Silver's first take of the day was on UFOs. 1 to 10. How are we grading that?
It wasn't really a take. No, that was a public service announcement right there.
I'm going to give it a 4.
I thought he had a take on it.
I'm going to give it
a 4. Zoe loved it. He Zoe texted in it.
All he texted was UFOs ? Was that a take? Was that an opinion of it?
I don't know. Between the UFOs thing and he mentioned the Bridgewater Triangle, I think they kind of share a brain a little bit. Silver's the more casual version of Zoe.
Do you have something on Bol Bol?
Yeah, UFOs, giants.
Now,
is
this a public service announcement or an opinion on Bol
Bol? This is news you can use.
Is this a Bol Bol? You have an opinion on Bol Bol?
I think it's awesome that a second generation NBA player, son of Manu Bol, is lighting it up in these weird times
down
the Disney bubble.
Is that the take?
Does everything have to be a take, Beatles?
Yes. Yes, it does.
All right, then I will come up with a take in the next.
I don't need you to manufacture one.
An easy, obvious take.
Oh, I can manufacture.
Locally, there's an easy, logical take on Bol Bol.
Right. Second guess. Should the Celtics have taken Bol Bol?
Mm-hmm.
Also, how do we feel about Bol Bol getting tested? PED tested after having a big game. We'll talk about both of those. We'll see if we can get a squeeze a take out of Silver, too. That's next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleeping on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who is always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Silver was really fired up to talk about Bol Bol today. Impressive debut. Then he got tested. What do you got on Bol Bol? Let's hear it.
16 points, 10 rebounds, 6 blocks in his exhibition debut for the Denver Nuggets. They started a pretty wild starting lineup. He had 3 7-footers out there. You had Bol Bol. You had one of the Plumleys. I forget which one, but he was there. You had Nikola Jokic, all-star MVP candidate,
who, by the way,
point guard.
Is so much thinner than he was prior to the pandemic.
Oh, that's good. He must have been socially distancing.
I think he's actually put on some weight back on since that photo emerged of him about 2 months ago.
Looking gaunt?
Yeah, do you remember? Did you see that photo?
That was a little weird.
He was in a gym and he was talking, I think, to a reporter in that photo that was circulating. He lost so much weight that he had to put some back on. But go ahead. Yes?
Well, you had Jokic playing the point. You had Paul Millsap. And you had Jeremy Grant, who is another second-generation NBA superstar or NBA player. His father, Harvey Grant. You remember Harvey and Horace? Horace obviously won a lot of championships. Harvey, not so many. But Bol Bol running out there, piling up the block shots. And, you know, if you remember his dad, Manute, I mean, who doesn't? Manute firing up threes, Manute leading the league in blocks. There's that photo of him with Muggsy Bogues that gets circulated on the internet. There's that photo of him in the swimming pool. Just a large man, 7'7". And you got his son tearing it up just like him. A second round pick, late pick, comes to Denver Nuggets camp. And does a fantastic job out there.
So Bol Bol was taken with the 44th overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Second rounder, as you just said. 44th overall.
Yep.
The Celtics took how many guys before he went?
Three.
They took Romeo Langford. They took... who was
Carson that? Edwards.
Where was Edwards?
Williams. Grant Williams.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So why didn't they take Bol Bol?
Grant Williams, small forward, right?
Yeah.
Same position.
Why didn't they take Bol Bol? And I only ask this, not because I at the time was saying they should look at Bol Bol. I believe Jim Louth said this at the time. I believe this was a take of
yours.
You
have two first-round picks. Yeah. Go for this upside. Take a risk. Take a swing at him. You took Robert Williams the year before. It's the same kind of risk, right?
Right.
Go swing for the fences. The only way you can get a pick, unless you're getting a strict role guy in that spot, right? Yep. Swing for the fences. Why not?
Well, isn't that what Grant Williams is, a strict role guy?
What's his role, though?
Come out the bench, play hard,
shoot
hit some
27%
threes.
27% from three?
Well, that was ticking upwards after he went 0 for whatever it was to start the season. But, you know, yeah, I mean,
And not only that, I now pulled up the stories that I know we talked about in June of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some bowl Celtics buzz. A'Sherrod Blakely wrote about it. I'm looking at a Bleacher Report story.
Oh, Blakely had like every mock draft he had them taking.
He had them taking him. Bleacher Report said at the time, Celtics draft rumors, Bol Bol won't slip past Boston in round one. Well, no. Boston actually took three players, and he went 44th overall, and they didn't get him. Second guess, Danny Ainge.
He slipped past a lot of people.
Including the Boston Celtics, the team we talk about right here. They let him slip past. They didn't take him.
I mean, they're role players, but you know what role I like? 7'2 with a 7'9 wingspan. That's a good role. What are you going to use him for? Whatever.
I don't know. Blocking a shot and then taking the ball up the court and pulling up for a 26-foot jumper like he did the other night. That.
7'2 with a 7'9 wingspan. I like that in whatever role he's asked to play. Yeah, that's fun.
And you know he's not that young. He's probably like 27. So he's like a vet.
Oh, God.
So, again, you said 16 points on 6 of 14 in that game, 10 boards, and 6 blocks for Bol Bol.
Impressive.
For the Denver Nuggets. After the game, you know what happened? Excuse me, sir. Come right this way. I need you to take a PED test.
Totally random.
A random PED test.
Yeah.
Random. Rando. Do you buy it? Do you buy it was random?
See, this probably happens all the time, though. It's just not Bol Bol, and obviously Bol Bol is a newsmaker. It's a hot topic.
Everything's on the level with Silver over here. You know that? Everything is on the level.
I tend to look for the good in things.
Of course it's not random. Are you kidding me? Hey, get a test for this guy. What the hell is this? Guy comes back, and he's on fire. Get him a test when this game is over, please. It's not I never buy into the randomness of that.
He's definitely not bulking up.
Ever. No, but you know how it is. Like, oh, this guy's going to be good now? Let's try and knock him down a peg. Make sure he's not on anything.
What the hell is he doing?
What the hell is this? Make sure there's no PEDs involved in that. Make sure it's the real deal. Double check. I believe. I don't believe
it. I mean, I get it. People didn't think he was going to be like a long, like 8, 9, 10 year player. His body's probably going to break down. I mean, he's you know, so long, and he's got foot problems already at a young age. But still, it's take a lottery ticket. Who cares?
I got some news for the Celtics.
What is it?
They miss out on Bol Bol, right? And a lot of teams did. 44th pick. Mm-hmm. A lot of teams missed out on the hype train. You have
the Celtics missed three times. Did anyone else miss three times?
I don't know if you're going to take Bol Bol at 14 or wherever Romeo Langford was drafted.
I'm just saying they missed three.
But
times.
Yeah, okay, they did. But coming up,
who would you rather have, Bol Bol or Romeo Langford right now?
Probably Bol Bol.
Thank
although you
so
know,
what's the matter? So what's the matter?
Time Lord might solve all of those problems. As Mason Souza says, Sports Hub, he's the next Olajuwon. But some good news for the Celtics. Coming up, it's more Sons of Giants. George Mirosan Jr. is a senior at Georgetown.
How big is he?
He's only 6'9", amazingly. But if you want...
His father was massive.
7'7".
7'7".
But if you want a real son of a giant who
what's
is
a short mom
over 7 feet, Derek Smits, the Duncan Dutchman's son, Rick Smits's kid, 7'1", at Butler. He's at Butler.
Oh, well, just,
yeah,
you know
well,
what?
There it is. Just, lock him in.
Yeah, I was going to say, just sign his lease right now in an apartment somewhere downtown. He's going to be, he'll be here.
We'll get to this date in show history that's coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
It's 11:50. Time for this date in show history. By the way, an hour from now, Bruce Arena, of the New England Revs.
Nice.
Head coach and sporting director joins us at 12:50. What do we have today on the 24th of July?
Five separate things to play for you today. We begin with audio from just last year. This was July 24th, 2019, a joke that has been used on this show multiple times.
Sneaky good?
Nope.
Okay.
And this is, I'm actually disputing the notion that this was the first time it was ever used on the show.
All right.
I think we've been using this for years, but this is an example from this date a year ago.
Let's do it.
But it's like how they design those Henways.
They roll down.
Well, how they design, but you know, you've seen the Henways before.
What Henway?
About 6 pounds.
Can I have that dick for?
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on.
No, the Henway has been used before.
Yes, that wasn't the first time. It was, but every time it's like the first time was Zoe.
I like how Zoe said, "What Henway?" As in, like, which one? As opposed to saying,
it wasn't perfect.
What is a Henway?
My daughter,
what's a Henway?
My daughter got me bad last night.
Really?
Bad. She's like, oh, did you hear about the kidnapping? I said, no, what? He goes, he woke up.
Oh, ba-dum, boom.
I'm like, come here, you. That's daddy's girl. She was so serious. Like, all right.
The older they get, the better they are at those things.
Yeah.
They're tricking you.
Mm-hmm. So this is also last year. The Patriots gave a new role to Joe Kim.
Oh, Taekwondo master Joe Kim?
Yes.
Never mind. I'm just going to let you play it.
Well, we're going to focus. If you want to know more about Joe Kim, the best thing to do would be to go to his website.
For further videos, please refer to his website at joekimtaekwondo.com.ne.kr.
Everybody got that?
It's so easy to find.
And anytime somebody like goes overboard with a pronunciation of anything,
Joe Kim Taekwondo.
Okay,
now .ne.
You lost everybody.
Taekwondo.
Yeah, right.
Come on,
Taekwondo.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I get it. You're better than us. Fine.
Originally started in Amarillo, Texas. What?
.com.ne.kr.
Does that even work? I think we tried.
We tried. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
It does not exist.
It doesn't work.
It may have existed at one point in time, but not now.
And mostly because of the fact I have no idea how to spell
Taekwondo.
I know Thai. I know Taekwondo.
Taekwondo.
Jack Talk Thai. Jack Talk Thai.
Taekwondo.
I don't know that. But that's not all that Joe Kim is about. It's not just about his website, Beetle. It's about him doing exercises. This was the hand-to-hand combat guy that the Patriots were working with. Turns out it was a different Joe Kim. But we didn't let that spoil our fun. No. How about an egg? Could you use an egg in getting better at football?
Here we have Master Joe Kim performing a punch while holding an egg by its width, not its length.
Wait for it.
And he broke the wood, but not the egg.
Okay. Oh, God.
By its width. Not by its
name. I know. For some reason, that's important.
Performing a punch while holding an egg by its width, not its length.
Well, the strength of the egg is lengthwise.
Is it?
Yeah, not widthwise. All right, think about that.
Width, not its length.
Okay,
If I put an egg in your hand and you were able to hold it up and down and squeeze it, it would probably break. If you held it the long way, though, it's much stronger that way. That's where the strength is.
But he's holding it by its width.
Right, so which is the easier way to break it.
But he didn't.
He didn't, though. He's telling you it's just proof of how disciplined he is in Taekwondo.
As far as we know, can we hear the egg break? I don't know. Oh, no, it's all...
Was the egg hard-boiled? And we didn't know it.
It didn't sound like the egg broke.
It didn't sound like a broken egg. It sounded like broken wood.
We had a caller when we were talking about Joe Kim.
Of course we did.
Bill's in the car.
Hi, Bill.
Bill.
Hey, guys. I just want to clarify something about the egg. What you got to do is you take the egg, okay, with your pointer finger on the tip of the point of the egg and your thumb on the bottom. It's impossible to crush it that way. So you're pinching it from top to bottom.
No, I don't believe that
at all. All right, so with two fingers, you're saying?
Yes, because of the design of the egg. It's almost impossible.
You have to design the engineering of the egg.
In order to break it.
Yeah, the engineers accounted for that when they designed eggs.
Give me a vice in 5 seconds. Yeah, I'll break it.
Of course.
Maybe not.
He's saying with the strength of two human fingers.
Sure.
Cannot destroy it. I don't know, man. Find someone really strong.
I don't know if this is another caller or if this is the same caller.
In fact, I'm going to try it today.
Hit the middle of the egg, it would break. You can't break it from top to bottom, but the middle would break right through.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Mr. Rogers was not gay, and Tyreek Hill should never play football ever again. Thanks, guys.
The whole day. One call.
That was the day. The day. Who accused Mr. Rogers of being gay?
Again, the word accuse. He's guilty.
He's gay.
Of being a gay.
Like, what? What do you mean?
Was he?
It's like
I don't
your
know.
Water bill.
I never spent any time thinking about it.
Who claimed? Who made that claim?
I don't know.
I don't think Zoe. I don't know that Zoe said that, but Zoe, I think, maybe had some questions.
and Tyreek Hill should never play football ever again. Thanks, guys.
That was the day. Tyreek Hill should never play. Mr. Rogers wasn't gay. Put that in a song.
And Joe Kim.
And Joe Kim. Was a year ago the start of the Joe Kim stuff?
He got the expanded role to work with the Pat. He was just like the specialist. Okay, he was a coach or something.
That video we had played earlier, how many years ago was that now?
Yeah, no, that was just to refresh people to these.
Okay,
who's
so
Joe Kim.
Brought it back up again.
So right. We got calls on it.
Tyreek Hill did end up playing football again. He did.
He did.
And won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Thinks they're going to win six more.
Did you see the Mr. Rogers movie?
The Tom Hanks one, no. I did not.
Is it worth it?
I saw the Tom Hanks
one.
I
saw it. Yeah, it was just okay.
Just okay. It was great.
You thought that was a great movie?
It was very good.
Hardy, you're going to watch it. If you watch it, you're not going to say it was great.
No.
I don't think you'd even say it was very good. It was okay.
Hardy's going to be disappointed by a movie? What?
And Hardy has high and appropriate standards for movies. He would not put that one as being great.
I've seen a lot of movies lately that I've enjoyed. I've seen a lot of stuff that fell short. The Bruce Lee thing, I thought it would be more about the...
Taekwondo.
But it was really just, you know, about the history of, you know, yeah. him growing up. I thought it would be more about his, you know, karate and jujitsu and the Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
Taekwondo.
Excuse me, Taekwondo. But that was disappointing. I don't want to be disappointed anymore.
You're not going to be disappointed.
With the Mr. Rogers movie.
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't, it depends on what your expectations are, but if you want to enjoy a movie, I found that enjoyable.
I'll be honest, I don't even know if Hardy could finish it.
I don't think I care.
Okay, then that's fine. You don't have to watch it.
Nice guy, did a kid show?
Pretty much,
yeah.
Is there a love interest? Is there something else going on?
No, well, it's basically based off of an article that some guy wrote. I forget which publication it was. Many years ago. And Mr. Rogers, the journalist comes to interview him. Mr. Rogers winds up touching this man's life, leaving a stamp on it, a mark. Real act of kindness.
I would say the movie may even be a little bit more about the journalist than it is Mr. Rogers.
I would agree with that.
Mr. Rogers was not gay.
Was that Tom and Worcester, by the way?
No.
Sounded like him a little bit.
I don't think Tom and Worcester would care if Mr. Rogers were gay.
No, he wouldn't care, but it's not about caring if he's gay. It's about that?
This guy cares
it's about
a little bit.
Accurate history of the man's life.
This guy cared.
Thank you, Tom.
Mr. Rogers was not gay.
Oh.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, boy. Maybe it was.
I think it was Tom and Worcester.
All right. We should play Tom and Worcester's song again today at some point. It's Friday.
Is that it? Did we get through all five pieces of sound?
That's it. We're done.
All right. 617-779-0985. We've got open phone lines if you want to jump on board. Noontime hour is here. Later this hour, we'll talk to Bruce Arena, head coach of the New England Revolution, playing in the bubble in Orlando. That's coming up at 12:50. Also, at 1:20 today, we'll be talking to one of the newest members of the New England Patriots. Brandon Copeland will join us on the show today. All that before we end the day here on Zolak at Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.